Section 4. You will hear a talk on the subject of birds in New Zealand. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. Today, we're going to look at birds native to New Zealand, delving into the facts and exploring methods of protecting these species from extinction. It may surprise you to hear that there are thousands of bird species that are endemic to New Zealand. That is to say that they are not found anywhere else on the globe. Since most of these birds live on a diet of freshly caught fish, they often nest along the coastline, or if they need to catch freshwater fish, the neighbouring river. Once they have mated, the female birds will collect twigs and pieces of debris to build nests where she can safely hatch her eggs out of the reach of predators. When humans arrived in New Zealand about 700 years ago, rats were carried on the ships with them. The rats flourished in the warm climate and put pressure on the native bird populations, in particular on the flightless species. In 1984, researchers found that only 3 pairs of flightless bird species remained in existence, and that even these faced severe threats. New Zealand is now a world leader in facilitating the recovery of severely endangered species from the brink of extinction. Every year, researchers carry out surveys in order to monitor the fluctuating levels of bird numbers and species living in New Zealand. Due to the migration patterns of many of the species, it is particularly hard to estimate the bird numbers accurately, since many may have flown to other countries in search of mates and warmer climates, and thus not appear in the survey. Bird numbers are also particularly sensitive to environmental influences, in particular to those related to human activity. Everyday activities, such as farming or constructing a home, can have a massive impact on the local populations. Forests that serve as a habitat for thousands of birds can be entirely eradicated to make fields for crops or to provide wood for construction, having a disastrous impact. It is not only the human influence that threatens the future of many bird species, since many predatory animal species have flourished in New Zealand. One of these species is the Mantane snake, which was introduced from Australia and has decimated the population of killdeer birds. These birds nest on the ground and often return to find that their eggs have been devoured by the egg-eating snakes. One cannot dismiss, of course, the pressure that nature itself imposes on the survival of many bird species. Natural disasters, such as storms, can be devastating, tearing apart forests and leaving thousands of destroyed nests in their wake. Monsoons flood the rivers and often drown many of the flightless bird species that are unable to escape. Unfortunately, the greatest threat to bird numbers in New Zealand is illegal hunting, which is almost impossible to prevent. Many endangered bird species are on display at the National Zoo, and it is essential that urgent measures are taken to protect them. The zoo recently employed an expert in bird protection, who recommended that they should employ a guard to protect their birds from poachers. The expert also pointed out that the birds can become very stressed in situations where the public are able to approach them too closely, suggesting that the administration install a fence network to keep the public a safe distance away from the birds. Despite this threat to birds in captivity, it is the freely roaming birds that are most at risk. Efforts are being made to educate people on how they can contribute towards protecting birds that are living in the wild. Finally, research has shown that one of the most effective methods of informing the public on the importance of protecting the bird populations is through the media. I advise you all to read the articles written on this topic in specialist journals, and also carry out research on the internet. Each and every one of you could make an enormous contribution to the protection of birds if you put your mind to it.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. In the IELTS test, you will now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.